Your brain is incredibly efficient, which is actually exactly why it lies to you so
Oh,
often.
absolutely. It is a master of deception.
Right. So today we are jumping right into your coursework for day 7 of week 9. And we're focusing on a pretty brutal truth in this deep dive, which is you can make excuses or money, but you really can't do both.
Yeah, it's definitely a sharp wake-up call for a lot of people.
It really is. So the mission for today is light, but, super crucial. You're extracting the most critical parts of that law and actually integrating them into your personal operating system.
Right, this is where you sit down and write your Module 9 long-term code.
Exactly. And let's look at why excuses are just so seductive in the first place. When I was doing the coursework myself this week, I picked the Edward Everett Hale quote for my code.
Oh, which one?
The one that goes, "The man who really wants to do something finds a way. The other man finds an excuse."
Oh, yeah, that is a great choice.
Thanks. I mean, as a psychology professor, it just hits on something so fundamental. We all like to see ourselves as, these really hard workers.
Right, but our actions don't always match up.
Exactly, like putting off a difficult project just to watch TV. When that belief clashes with our actual behavior, our brain experiences this really painful mental friction. We call it cognitive dissonance.
Yeah, that really uncomfortable internal feeling of basically being a hypocrite.
Yes,
Is Hill.
exactly. And excuses are just the brain's cheap way to soothe that pain without actually doing the hard work.
Which is so much easier in the moment, right?
For sure. Which is actually why, for my distill point, I wrote, "Excuse making is not situational, it is behavioral."
Oh, I like that distinction. That's powerful.
Yeah, if you treat an excuse as a fixed behavior that you are actively choosing rather than like a free pass from a tough circumstance, you force yourself to confront it.
You're taking the out away from yourself.
Right. So my specific code rewrite for the day is, "Computer excuses are expensive. Identify them and destroy them with prejudice."
Destroy them with prejudice. I love that.
But honestly, I have to challenge this process a bit with you. When the workbook tells us to repeat these phrases 3 times a day, sometimes it feels a little, I don't know, toxic positivity.
I can see why you'd say that, yeah.
Does just saying "excuses are expensive" out loud actually do anything physical in the brain, or is it just a feel-good placebo?
Oh, it's definitely far from a placebo.
Yeah.
When you consciously identify an excuse and, replace it with a proactive statement, you are actively engaging neuroplasticity.
Wait, really? Just by repeating it?
Yeah, because by default, your brain has this well-worn, highly efficient neural loop for seeking comfort and avoiding effort. It is literally the biological path of least resistance.
Okay, so the excuse loop is basically a neural superhighway.
Exactly. But every single time you interrupt that loop and actively repeat your code rewrite, you force an electrical signal down a completely new action-oriented pathway.
So you're literally building a new rote.
Yes. And over time, this physical process called myelination occurs. The brain literally insulates this new pathway to make the signals travel much faster.
Wow. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Right. And that is actually why my own quote selection was Confucius. He who blames himself is halfway there.
Oh, that's a heavy one.
It is, but it pairs so well with my distill point, which was action creates options. Inaction creates a need for more excuses.
Action creates options. I really like that shift in focus.
Thanks.
But how do we get the brain to actually want to take that new pathway when the easy excuse superhighway is sitting right there?
Well, you have to manipulate your dopamine.
Okay, color me intrigued. How do we do that?
So for my code rewrite, I chose computer. A problem without an obvious solution is an exciting challenge.
Okay, reframing the problem entirely.
Exactly. Because when you frame an obstacle as a threat, your amygdala just triggers an avoidance response, flight or freeze.
Right, the brain says abort mission.
Yep. But simply relabeling it as an exciting challenge actually engages the brain's reward center. You trigger a release of dopamine, literally just for facing the problem.
So you're shifting from threat avoidance directly into reward seeking.
Exactly. You chemically reward yourself just for stepping up to the plate.
That completely shifts the perspective on why today is so important. I mean, mechanics-wise, today is a light day. You're just finalizing your code, but you are hitting a massive milestone here. You're finishing week 9.
Yeah, congratulations are definitely in order. It's huge.
It really is. And finishing strong means committing to that physiological process we just talked about.
Which means sticking to your 3 times a day ritual. Morning, midday, and evening, you really need to read your selected code. Distill point, end quote.
Right. And then ask your bedtime question one more time tonight before you move on.
Oh, and since we are wrapping up another module today, you need to add a little mental hack to tonight's routine.
Yes, this is so important. Right after your bedtime question, you need to tell yourself exactly this. I can't wait to start the next chapter's work tomorrow. I am excited about the discoveries it will lead me to.
It sounds so simple, but seeding that excitement right before sleep really primes your subconscious.
So you wake up already looking for those dopamine-triggering challenges, right?
Exactly. You wake up ready to go.
Which is honestly perfect timing, because tomorrow you are diving right into week 10.
And the law you're going to explore next is a real heavy hitter.
It really is. It goes like this. When it comes to what you want and those you love, no one will ever care as much or work as hard as you.
Oof. That is a powerful one to prepare for.
Truly. Okay. So here is something to just kind of chew on right now as you close this out. Knowing what you know now about how sneaky and efficient your brain is at protecting you from effort.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
What is the very next excuse it's going to try and invent the exact moment you turn off this audio?